Okay, so today's drama is that we just had the GDP data, and the GDP numbers were actually weaker than people expected. In other words, what happened was the economy grew less than people expected. Now, we thought this would be a good thing, because if the economy grows at less than people expected, then the Fed should reduce interest rates, because that means that the economy is slowing. But that's not what happened to the market. In fact, when the market heard this news, this is what happened. You had the NASDAQ collapsing by 1%. You had all risks asset collapsing. You got Bitcoin now at 63,000. And what it seems like is we're just going to carry on chopping sideways and sideways and sideways. What most people, though, don't realize is that while Bitcoin chops sideways, there are ways to beat the market and to make money. And you just need to know where to look. So for those, some people are getting bored and getting bored of the market and not making any money. And others know where to look and they will make money. So I'm going to show you where I'm looking to make money. I'm going to show you exactly what happened the last time that this happened. And I'm going to show you why the sideways movement is actually not that bad. All right, so let's go. Let's go. This market is so confused. It's like it doesn't know what it wants. It wants the economy to slow down so that Powell can reduce interest rates. But then when the economy slows down, it's like, oh, the economy is slowing down. We may be getting into stagflation or maybe into some kind of recession. So that's where the market's at the moment. And I'll show you why I'm not too worried about that at the moment. As you can see, we're still in this range that we have been ranging in. Actually, I think we are on day 58 of this range. Let's quickly just check. Yes, we are. Let's just say we start here and we go all the way to, yeah, we are in day 58, 59. We're in day 59 of this range. If your thesis is that we're in a bull market, I'll show you why you don't have to worry. Tomorrow, okay, I see the researchers are reaching out to me. All right, listen, so we are going to talk about that. I'm also going to show you a couple of little cheat codes, a couple of places that you can look to make money in this period. And then we're also going to talk a lot about meme coins. So if you want to get degen and dirty and everything else, you've come to the right place. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, you know what to do. Subscribe to the channel like maniacs. Go like maniacs, maniacs, subscribe to the channel. And also smash the like button. Let's get the show out there. There's some days that I also don't want to be here because it's just so boring. But I show up every single day and I smash the like button every single day, which is exactly what I expect you guys to be doing. All right, let's not delay anymore. Let's get into the show. In fact, before we get into the show, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm gonna break it to you guys first. So on the 3rd of May in West Palm Beach, which is in Florida, right? Basically, there is the biggest Bitcoin debate that has happened in the history of Bitcoin debates. There are four titans battling it out. There's Eric Voorhees and Anthony Scaramucci for the Bitcoin side of the debate. And there's Peter Schiff and Nouriel Roubini against. And the moderator, there is this guy who's moderating. They say, research has shown that he is the best moderator in the world, bar none. Okay, I mean, this guy is a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal moderator. No one in the world can moderate debates like he moderates debates. He will be moderating this debate live in West Palm Beach on the 3rd of May. Okay, now, the moderator is the guy in the middle. Okay, now, I mean, great guy, fantastic, fantastic guy, moderating probably what is the biggest debate, Bitcoin debate in history. That is going to be live in West Palm Beach. Now, if you want to attend a dinner with Peter Schiff, Nouriel Roubini, myself, and Eric Voorhees, you're welcome to join. There is a link in the description, but the dinner is reserved for, I think, 15 people. It's a very, very, very small dinner, and it's quite pricey. I think it's about $10,000 a ticket or something like that. Obviously, none of the proceeds go to us. It's all organized by Zero Hedge, but if you want to join that dinner, there is a link in the description. It's only 15 people. If you've ever wanted to have dinner with Eric Voorhees, Nouriel Roubini, me, Zero Hedge, Peter Schiff, feel free to join us. Again, I say none of that money is going to us. It's all about, going to this debate and to fund this debate. All right, let's talk markets. Let's have some fun with markets. I know it's boring out there, but I want to show you why I'm not too worried. And you can tell me in the chat if you are it's not only boring. I mean, look at this. How long was it since we had bubbles where all the bubbles were red? Every single one of the bubbles red. Well, on that note, can we just talk about the farming of points on bubbles? I know some people are running like 80 devices. Please calm down. because we have to keep upgrading our servers to do it. Anyway, let's go back to it. So we're moving sideways. As I said to you, we're now 59 days in the sideways range. Boring as fuck, I agree. Completely boring as fuck. But I'll tell you why I'm not worried. Because in bull markets, this is what a bull market is. You go up, you get a consolidation. You go up again, you get a consolidation. You can see that this tweet over here says that feels exactly like September 2023. The market is boring as fuck. Every pump is being sold instantly. Everyone in crypto Twitter is fighting each other. And then I went back to September 23, and that's September 23, and that's, you know, the sideways movement that we had in September 23, which lasted approximately 59 days. And then we broke up. And then we had another sideways consolidation where we went sideways from 2nd of December and we went all the way for 60 days or so. And then we broke all the way up and we went up there. That is what a bull market's like. This is called the accumulation zone. Usually what happens is if you take the length of the accumulation zone, so you take like that length over there of the accumulation zone, usually that length is the length of the move up. And you can see that my drawing is not exactly equal, but it shows you that's what it's about. So if you believe that we are in a bull market, then these are healthy accumulation periods. And the longer the accumulation period is, the bigger the move the next time Bitcoin starts to move. Now, when you want to, you can't just blindly believe that we're in a bull market, right? Because that's like dumbass. So you got to look at data. I always look at data. And right now with data showing me, or this data point specifically showing me, that in the bull market, long-term holders actually start selling their positions. So long-term Bitcoin holders typically begin to sell off their positions at the onset of a bull market. And this continues right through to the cycle peak. Now you can see that these long-term holders have actually started selling their positions. They're starting to reduce their positions. And they do this every time until while retail or the short-term holders actually land up buying from them. So this is the part where the bull market actually starts. I'm not too worried because the sideways movement is pretty much like par for the course. I did say to you that we're just going to carry on into this range until eventually I'm waiting for the RSI, the stochastic RSI to break out, right? I said to you, it's almost time to buy. What we're waiting for is we're waiting for this orange line, which is the 14-day RSI, to catch up to this blue line, which is the 3-day stochastic RSI. And we're nearly there. You can see that every day we get closer and closer. This one's now gone below 20. This one's moving closer and closer and closer to 20. We are ranging sideways, and eventually it's going to hit that breakout, and it's going to go out there. Also, look, I don't know if you remember, but we spoke about this tweet before the halving. And I want to remind you because we actually read this tweet from Lady of Crypto. She said, look, the Bitcoin halving is only a few days away. Bitcoin altered down bad. You'd be lied to. She showed us this tweet over here where she said, the other one was the wrong tweet. She said, in the 2016 halving, what happened was we had a dip and it took us 116 days, a little bit of a dip and 116 days to actually start pumping. And if you looked at the 2020 halving, you had a 76-day range of like up, down, up, down, up, down before we actually started going up. As I said, we're now how many days away from the halving? The halving is like 2 weeks away from us. So the sideways movement is actually pretty normal sideways movement. So I wouldn't be panicked about this pretty normal sideways movement. As I said to you, for me, I'm waiting for the stochastic to get below 20. I'm patient. I mean, I'm even patient, like, you know, if it takes a month or two, I'm cool. Sit on my positions for a month or two. What I do know is that every single time the stochastic goes below the 20, eventually it catapults. I'm ready. I'm going to be buying then. Let's talk about why the market's actually moving down. Let's talk about like why what happened yesterday. Why did we actually, we were doing quite well. We were like quite bullish yesterday. The comments are bullish. The bubbles are bullish. We wake up this morning. We look at the bubbles. I just wanted to go straight back to bed. Instead, I just took a gummy and came to work. I did not say that live, but let's look at what actually caused this dip yesterday, or what caused the stock markets and all the dips yesterday. So what caused the dip yesterday was this. So Joe Biden, the genius, decided that he wants to introduce a high capital gains tax, 44.6% capital gains tax. Basically, in an election year, what this guy is doing, smartass, he is raising taxes. Specifically, he is raising capital gains taxes. And why? And the market doesn't like this because remember, the market is very full of wealthy people. It's people that have assets which are holding them in the market. And the market doesn't like the fact that Joe Biden is talking about increasing tax rates. part of this tax rate proposal is that he's talking about increasing unrealized or introducing a 25% tax on unrealized profits. Now, let's just understand what that means. Say you buy Bitcoin and it goes up in value and you don't sell it, you still have to pay a tax because it's gone up in value. Because even though the profits are unrealized, you still have to pay a tax. Now, David Sachs, who's a business genius, he says, look, let's say you build a business from scratch and you qualify for Biden's new 25% new unrealized tax gain. You have to sell 25% of your business to pay the tax, even though, so it's like you start a business. Let's say you start a business. Now, you work your ass off. You take all your money and you put all your money into this business and all your time into this business. Then the business has a value of $1 million. Now you have to pay $250,000 in tax, but you don't actually have that value, which means the only way you can get that value is sell some of your business. Okay, this guy has lost his absolute marbles. This guy's actually has lost his mind. I mean, I don't know if you saw this.
What we can do next? Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. I mean, pause. The guy's reading off his teleprompter, and it's like it says pause, and the guy's like reading 4 more years. Pause. The guy's lost his marbles. At the same time, I don't know if you saw this, but the Democrats, or not even the Democrats, then America is now trying to ban TikTok. And the CEO of TikTok is actually fighting back. And I tweeted yesterday, I said, you know, in the war of the U.S. Against free speech, I would back this guy over the U.S. political system. Just listen to what he says.
A show here. As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into law that is designed to ban TikTok in the United States. That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on our platform. Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Politicians may say otherwise, but don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is the ultimate goal. It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. TikTok gives everyday Americans a powerful way to be seen and heard. And that's why so many people have made TikTok part of their daily lives. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side and we expect to prevail again. Our community is filled with people who have found acceptance and compassion, offered inspiration and encouragement, increased their awareness and broadened perspectives, ultimately adding more delight and joy to their lives. Our community is also filled with 7 million business owners who have built their livelihoods on TikTok. While we make our case in court, you'll still be able to enjoy TikTok like you always have. In fact, if you have a story
about So long story short, they're going to court against the government and to fight for free speech. This is all happening, by the way, in the land of the free. So in the land of the free, they're not taking away TikTok from you. And I'm in the David Sachs camp, which is like, look, they're going to introduce the bill. And actually what I think they're doing is I actually think they're going after Elon Musk. I think they introduced this thing on TikTok, but I actually think that they're going after Elon Musk because what they want to do is they want to shut up this free speech platform that Elon Musk has created. So what do? You shut down TikTok, you shut down Telegram, and then you go for X, and then you get this whole thing. So I think the Democrats are playing with fire. It's no big secret that I think it's time for them to leave the White House and get anybody else. And I don't mind who goes in as long as it's not the Joe Biden. So anyway, enough ranting about politics. This is a crypto show. Also, we want the show to remain on YouTube. So we'll just go back to our crypto broadcasting now. So reason number one, the markets went down, the 25% tax. It's a nothing burger. It's never going to get passed. It's not the first time the Democrats have spoken about it. It's an election ploy to show that they're taking from the rich and they're giving to the poor people. Okay, that's why it's happening. Second reason why the market went down is because yesterday there were no inflows into the BlackRock ETF. Imagine that. Imagine you have like one day after 71 days, one day where there is zero inflows into the BlackRock ETF. Now, I mean, I must say that's not the best news in the world. But while the Bitcoin price is moving sideways, I don't see people being attracted to buy Bitcoin. I think when the price moves down, some people are going to buy the dip. And when the price moves up, and as the price starts to accelerate up, price is the biggest advertisement for Bitcoin. So I think in the sideways stuff, I don't think we're going to get lots of inflows. And that's exactly what happened. We had $130 million worth of outflows for GBTC. And we had no inflows into, I mean, zero, literally zero. What, do you think the BlackRock people were like went on like a day away yesterday? Or like maybe they went on a team building or something. Anyway, third reason why the market went down. And this is a crazy reason. So we had the US GDP data that came out. Now, remember, what Powell is trying to do by increasing interest rates or keeping interest rates high is slow down the economy so that the inflation will start coming down and that the jobless rates will actually increase. So more people will have, more people will be unemployed, right? That's what Powell's trying to do. He's trying to take away jobs from people and calm down the economy and bring down inflation at the same time. And so we actually got low GDP data. We got it at 1.6%, which was below the expectations of 2.5%. So we thought, okay, good. The market's going to love that, celebrate that. We thought the markets were going to pump. Bang, the markets go down 1%. Why? Because now they're starting to talk about stagflation. Now they're starting to talk about, oh my God, the economy is not working. Now they're starting to talk about, okay. And now the markets are starting to price in actually no rate cuts. No rate cuts before December. Can you believe it? Fed swaps no longer fully price in a rate cut before December. If I look at the CME voting tool, you can see that. They are now pricing in, okay, they're pricing in one rate cut this year, but I think that even that rate cut is going to be cut out. So that's the other thing that happened to the market today. So thing number one, Biden tax hike. And just Biden, because let's just get off politics. BlackRock, no inflows because there's just no interest because the market's moving sideways. Three, bad GDP data that's actually good GDP data that's actually bad GDP data. So the market's really confused. Kabisi data says Dow futures extended to 350 points weaker than after weaker 350 points down after weaker than expected GDP data. Interesting, this is the first time the markets have fallen on weak economic data. In the past, weak economic data meant more cuts, which was bullish. Now we have rising inflation and weakening economic data. This means that higher for longer is into a weaker economy. So this is what the market's actually worried about. So that's what the market's worried about. I'm going to show you why I'm not really worried, because yes, we've had the leverage flush out. Okay, good. So we've had the leverage flush out. The crypto bros have been flushed out. The leverage has actually started to come down. We had a reset. But remember that part of the flush out is actually sideways movement. So remember that the flush out is not only about price flushing out leverage. It's also about sideways movement, which causes people to capitulate. So as I said to you, I've said to you multiple times, if you want a flush out in the market, there are two ways to achieve it. One of them is to crash the price like it happened after FTX, where the price goes down really fast, bang, flushes out all the people, you liquidate everyone, people are so scared they don't want to come back into the market. Two is you just torture them. And how do you torture them? You torture them by going like this, sideways, down, up, oh yeah, we're going up, down. And you just torture them. It's like torture. And then what happens is with this torture, everyone starts hating each other. Everyone starts giving up. People start, this is actually a capitulation tweet. It says, all our bags are down. We either make 30x from here or we lose it all. Like, that's a capitulation tweet. Then you've got, when we move sideways, the realized losses continue to decrease, which means at some point there's no panic sellers left. So as we move sideways, people start to sell and they realize their losses until eventually the people that are left are just the long-term diamond hand holders, the ones that don't really care about the short-term losses. And that's now becomes the new narrative of the market, or the new holders of the market. And then we go up for the next leg. Coach K says, best to take profit. Warning you now, TA is why. Long-term wallets are selling why. Impending bearish movements is why. Careful, yeah, the market could go into sell in May. So now we're getting this whole narrative of sell in May. And I was teasing the other day. I said, look, is there a countdown clock for sell in May? Because I knew that this narrative would come of people saying sell in May. Truth is, anyone who tells you to sell in May is getting it all wrong. Why? Because they always look at the May performance. Okay, so let me just help you guys, because I know some people are not as fast as other people. If you want to sell your tokens in May, then the May performance doesn't matter. What matters is June, July, and August, right? Because if you're selling in May, then what matters is June, July, and August, right? So this guy goes and compares, and he says, Sell in May. Positive, positive, positive. Obviously, you want to sell in May into the positive strength. Question is, what happens after May? What happens in Q3, right? And you can see that Q3 is actually the worst quarter for Bitcoin. So generally, Q3 is not a great quarter for Bitcoin. And that's why you got this whole narrative of sell in May. And I knew it was coming. So as I say, I think that the sideways movement is actually part of the capitulation. It's part of like flashing people out. I think if you, like me, believe that we're in a bull market, then you're going to get this kind of pattern. Sideways, 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 up. Sideways, 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 up. Sideways, 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 up. It's normal. It's also normal after the halving to get exactly this kind of price performance. And so I'm not like cool, great. We just carry on doing what we're doing. Now, next thing that you can do is decide what to do and what crypto degens are going to do in this time, okay? So ask yourself. We are here because we are a certain type of personality, right? We are generally risk seekers, absolute fucking degens. We need stimulation in our lives. We need dopamine hits every single day. If we don't get our dopamine hits, then shit goes down. So ask yourself, what if you want to beat the market, you got to ask yourself, what are crypto bros going to be doing in this period where Bitcoin is moving sideways? That's what you got to ask yourself. If you can answer that question and you can place your chips onto those narratives, you'll actually end up making money. You understand what I'm saying? So I did some research and I dug deep into what I believe crypto bros are going to be doing, what narratives they're going to be moving to in this sideways movement. And this is where I think you can beat the market, right? So first thing that crypto bros are going to be doing in the sideways movement is this. Okay, so don't know if you saw this, but I think they're going to be doing this. You can play this at home. You can play this anywhere you want. Okay, so that's one option of what crypto DJs are going to be doing. The other option of what crypto DJs are going to be doing is they're going to be looking for their dopamine hits. Where do they get the dopamine hits? Someone says, I think there's a serious possibility that Bitcoin does literally nothing for the next 4 months. It could happen. Why do I think so? Because it's literally happened 10 out of 10 of the past summers. Just flat pump and dump, pump and dump. In the meantime, where are people going to go to get their adrenaline? They're going to go to meme coins. They're going to go to on-chain narratives. They're going to go to places where they can still get their adrenaline rush. So if Bitcoin continues to move sideways, the large amount of altcoins will continue to move sideways. But there is a subset of alts that will actually continue to pump. And those are what you can call the dopamine stimulating alts. So if you want to know where the crypto bros are going to go while the market moves sideways, they are going to go to where they can get their adrenaline rush. Where can they get their adrenaline rush? They can get their adrenaline rush buying and selling meme coins, right? Because that's fun. It's a fun game to play. And in fact, if you look at the previous bull markets, last bull market, right? What we saw is that during the sideways movement, you had movement on things like Unibot, right? Which was the Telegram bot narrative. You had movement on things like Rollbit, which was the gambling narrative, right? That's where you had all the movement in the last bear market, right? You had Rollbit, you had Unibot. Why? Because people were going on-chain looking for adrenaline in a time where the market was actually moving sideways. So someone says, compare on-chain over the past year to now. Let's look at all the narratives and what do they all have in common? Casino meta on Rollbit, internet memes, cult memes, trading bots, Frentech, founder's pet, Solana on-chain run-ups, animal racing. What do all these things have in common? They are all dopamine stimulators. They are all things that get us excited even in a sideways market. Think about this like the on-chain casino. This is what's going to go. If the market continues to move sideways, the real movement is going to be in any application or anything that increases the amount of dopamine that stimulates us. And one of the big narratives and one of the big winners here is actually going to be meme coins. And as I said before, I think that we can't discount meme coins anymore. I think that they've now become a big asset class. And I read this article on Bloomberg, which actually says that fund managers, hedge funds, are succumbing to mind-boggling returns of meme coins. Get this. The hedge fund world appears to be finding the siren song of meme coins irresistible. When Dogwhiff Hat became the hottest token in the crypto back in December, Newport Beach, California, Stratos launched a liquid fund that held the token, whose mascot is, of course, a dog wearing a beanie. At one point, the token's price appreciated more than 300 times, helping the fund post 137% return. Stratos, which said its limited partners include venture capitalists like Mark Andreessen and Chris Dixon from Andreessen Horowitz, isn't the only fund to dive into meme coins. Brevin Howard has made a tiny investment in the sector. So they're starting to look for the returns in meme coins. And what you can see is that Andrew Kang says, the biggest sign that meme coins are here to stay is that Doge bottoming at 8 billion while Solana bottomed at 4 billion. What does that tell you? Society is placing real value on memes. We're seeing memes develop into an asset class. And so I think that what's going to happen here is I think we're going to start moving sideways. And for as long as we start moving sideways, degens are going to be degens and they're going to look to make money in places where they get their dopamine. The first place to get that dopamine is going to be meme coins. You can't discount meme coins. And I think they're going to... The returns on meme coins are going to be absolutely unbelievable because they're so small relative to the rest of the market and because they're so simple to trade given the fact that Solana and Base have made it so easy to trade. And so what I think is going to happen is people are going to start to categorize meme coins into not just it's a meme coin, but they're actually going to start looking at meme coins a bit differently. And so we started to look, it's actually Fred and I, we sat down today and we said, look, if the market starts to analyze meme coins and actually starts to make meme coins into an investable asset class, how is the market going to look at meme coins? And we came up with some categorizations, which I think you guys will find pretty interesting. So the first thing is you can say, look, you know, let's look at the top meme on every chain. So there's Solana memes, and you can see that Gummy is actually one of the biggest holders of Solana memes. And I'll show you something that very interesting that's actually happening on Gummy. But each chain obviously has its biggest memes. You've got on Base, you've got Toshi, Brett, you've got Based NG, Benji, which is Based NG, which is the dog. On Ton, you've got Resistance Dog, which is the biggest one. On Sui, you've got Fud the Pig or Fud the Pug. You've got Speedy and Goat on Phantom. So every chain obviously is going to have its own meme coin, but we wanted to look at it a bit deeper. So what we said is, let's look at the different categories of memes. And we came up with a couple of categories of memes. And I think that this is how funds are going to start looking at it. So the first category of memes is utility memes. These are memes that actually have utility. So for example, Bonk Bot. So there's the Bonk Bot, which actually uses, you know, there's the Bonk Bot. Every time you trade with Bonk Bot, it supports Dana and the Bonk communities because they actually buy back some of the Bonk tokens, right? So that's a utility meme. It's just not a normal meme. You got Toshi, which is launching a launchpad. You got Degen, which was a meme, but then started a layer three chain. You've got Shib. I don't know if you talk about Shib, but those are all memes with utility. Then you got the other asset class of memes. Now, like we got Tooker. Let's talk about Tooker. So Tooker is a meme, but we are actually building a meme station with Tooker. And I mean, by the way, if you haven't subscribed to Tooker's YouTube, subscribe to his YouTube because we're going to start dropping a whole lot of videos here on YouTube. So if you can just drop a link to the YouTube channel over here. Then you've got, those are the first ones, is what they call utility memes. Then you've got the pure memes. Pure memes are like just memes. They're like VCAT, you know, like the vibing cat. So, you know, like the cat that does this. It's a pure meme. It's not about, that's the vibing cat. That's what we call a pure meme. Then you've got community memes. And I think one of the most powerful community memes is, of course, Gummy, right? So it's a meme around what we started off as the banter community. It's the resistance dog community. It's the m'ladies community. It's the trend is the community around gym rats and maybe even geeks that want to be gym rats. It is a community-based meme. Speaking of Gummy, I want to show you a sneak peek. This is obviously not live, but remember we said to you, we found a way to harness the power of Gummy to make the Gummy community much richer. And to do that, basically, you will soon be able to stake your Gummy and then earn points and then earn other meme coins. So like you'll stake Gummy and you'll earn baked. So take your Gummy and get baked. Then you get take your Gummy and get blazed. Take your Gummy and get munchies. And you're just going to be able to get more and more and more and more and more and more meme coins, right? This is coming soon. This is obviously not live yet. So if you see this anywhere, it's not live yet. We'll tell you when it actually starts coming. Cool. Then you've got Politify memes, which is like Bowden, Tramp, Horan. Then you got character memes, like based on Benji. Benji's like the oldest breed dog in history. You got Moki, which is a favorite feline. Then you've got lore. Now, a lore-based meme, I Googled the term lore just to give us like an idea of what lore is. So let's just quickly, L-O-R-E. So lore is defined as a body of traditions and knowledge on a subject or held by a particular group. So it's like passing on from person to person. So for example, Jensen meme, the Jensen coin, is about the knowledge passed from Jensen Huang, who's the founder of NVIDIA. So those are, I think the market's going to actually start looking at memes much more seriously. And they're going to start breaking them down into different categories of memes. I think these are some of the categories of memes that the market's going to look at if the market does get excited about memes. Also, if you want to get into memes and make money on memes, snipe memes. And you can just go get snipe bots and you can actually snipe memes. Those snipers actually end up making a shitload of cash. So yes, while we move sideways, anything that stimulates dopamine wins. Memes, probably the biggest winners here. And you're going to get them moving down a lot. And then when the market bounces, they're going to move up a lot. And that's the casino of actually playing memes. As I said to you in the last bull market, when we moved sideways, that's exactly what happened. You can see it over here. So you see Bitcoin was moving sideways, and maybe even slightly down. And then look at Unibot. Unibot just shot up like crazy. There was another one like that. Here it is. It's Rollbit. You see Bitcoin was moving sideways and then Rollbit actually moved up. Because why? Those are like dopamine stimulating memes. The other token that I actually think might do quite well, and I am a holder, is the Crown token, which is the app's called Photo Finish. What it is, it's basically NFT horse racing. So it's like horse racing with NFT horses. And it looks quite cool. I think people are going to go and look for dopamine. And I think this is one of the places where people are going to look for dopamine. So that's the other place. Okay, so one, meme coins. Two, gaming, gambling. But I don't think it's going to be roll, but I think it might be like horse racing and stuff like that. Third place where people are going to look is airdrop farming. So like they're going to go and look for airdrops and get airdrops and become rich even while the market actually goes down, right? And I mean, I'm going to show you two places where you can actually go for airdrops. Two of them are sponsors. So Chappies, if you go to Chappies, effectively, you can go to communities here. You can basically go to what this place does is it takes you to places where you can do things to actually earn Chappies tokens, right? So let's just see if we can, you see, you stake a token, you complete. Okay, so this is an ad for one of the places. Okay, well, let's just go back. Let's go back here. So effectively, my wallet's not connected yet, but you can go and do certain things on Chappies and you can land up getting NFT tokens and stuff like that. The other airdrop is the BitGet wallet airdrop. If you go and download a BitGet wallet, there's a link below. If you go and download a BitGet wallet, you can actually land up getting an airdrop. So three places. One is memes. Two is any type of internet casino. Three is any kind of airdrop farming. Those are the things that are going to do well now while the market is moving sideways. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think that's pretty much what the market's going to do. I think for now, what's going to happen is we're just going to wait for the market to move sideways. I mean, you can see nothing's happening. It's like sideways, boring sideways. Remember, if you want to be farming Gummy, we are going to announce the date of the airdrop. One, open an account on Bybit. They will be listing Gummy very, very shortly. Very, very shortly. I can't tell you when. So open an account on Bybit. In fact, let me show you all the different ways that you can farm Gummy. And you will need Gummy you will need Gammy to enter into this, into be getting other meme coins. It's going to be the biggest meme coin factory in the world. You're going to stake your Gammy, you're going to get a whole lot of other meme coins. Stake your Gammy, get a whole lot of other meme coins. Just rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. How do you get them? You go to let's see here. You go to our show today. Hold on a second. Okay, wow, what a great thumbnail. Unbelievable. Okay, so you go to here. You go to Gammy Next Airdrop, sign up for Bybit, Blowfin, or Evo and trade decentralized. Farm on Banter Bubbles or sign up for Whale School. Those are the only five ways to farm Gammy. The airdrop's still worth like $15 million and it's coming very, very, very soon. So hurry up and do that. Otherwise, go to Chappies. You can get an airdrop on Chappies by staking. So you stake on Chappies. Okay, wait, I clicked the wrong link. Let me show you. You can get an airdrop by, you can go here to chappies.com and you will, if the internet works, everything will be amazing here. Come on, internet. Okay, so bad internet. But anyway, go to chappies.com because there you can do a whole lot of things to get airdrops. Here we go. I got it. So chat and earn, stake and earn. So you can just go and chat and earn. Just go chat in Telegram chats and you can actually earn tokens and airdrops and stuff like that. That's what you do when the market moves sideways. Or you just do nothing. Or, as I said before, just do this. And for this, you don't need a lot. You need two masks, two elastics and one dumb friend, and then you can just play this game, which I think is a great game to play if you're looking for dopamine in the bear market. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, play well, my friends.